it says in this parasha that he, that after Yaakov passed away, so the brothers went to the brothers of Yosef went and sent a shliach to Yosef to tell him to be mindful of them. The pasuk says, "V'savol Yosef leimor." They made a tzivul to Yosef, saying, "Avichot tzivul they Yosef leimor." Their fathers mitzavi before death, saying, "Kaisem li Yosef ana son of Peshel achatov achosim kirok malucha." They did that to you. After son of Peshel abdei lekev avichot v'Yosef dav meilov. The mindset that the brothers in the shliach and said that please be mindful that your father mitzavi you Yosef, you should be mindful of the brothers. So the avishal is, how can they do it? The mindset is the Torah mitzvah sheker teirchok. How can you lie? It's a sheker. So the Gemara and Yivamah says in Tamachim of days, Omer aviloi nishuvah belozer ben of Shimon, mutaloi l'odim l'shanth b'dvar shalom. A person is allowed to change his word because of shalom. And that man specifics Parsha, Vavichot Tzivoi, your father made a Tzivoi, that your father called you to be mindful, and your father never said it's a sheker. And what they changed? They changed with Mitzvah Akar Shalom. So therefore we see a lot of lying for Shalom. But before the Kasha still lied, what's the heck of it? The Torah says Mitzvah Sheker Techa. The Torah says not a lie. And they're lying for Shalom.
Still. Saying
where
the original...
Where they change it?
Yeah.
They said, Avichot Tzivoi Tzivoi Moshe Leimor, and the father never been
tzavo. So, it's not a Mashanah, is it?
They might.
It's a different thing. One's being
Mashanah,
and one is
lying. So...
Mashanah is changing the words of your father.
They said, Avichot
Tzivoi Tzivoi Moshe Leimor. Right.
Did he say that?
That's it.
Mashanah... Mea Shalom. So, where the father say, where the father said, Avichot Tzivoi Tzivoi Moshe Leimor? The father commanded before you got the saying. Where the father see what they should be? Be mindful of us.
Vashani means to change. That means you had to say something originally in order to change it.
That's a total sheker.
Huh?
That's also sheker.
Total sheker, but maybe there's a code between changing it and...
What's the difference? Why is there a difference?
Wasn't he not lying about the whole thing, maybe? I don't know.
Part of a lie, half lie is okay.
No, not okay, but maybe there's a different thing.
One more
time, he said something. He didn't even say anything
over here. Okay, well, so maybe we'll see a little bit like that. So we get to, again, the shadow is, how can you say that Yaakov told Tzivoi that you should be mindful in the mindful? He never said it. Midva sheker teirchok. So first of all, who says it's a lie? So again, the pasuk mishpat, midva sheker teirchok. So looking at the circle around it, the pasuk saw tov masata mishpat, tov man ambezin, you should not change it then. Said Midrash Sheker Teirchok, Knocki v'tzadik al tayrig, should not kill a person. Talking about Dafyan Besim. Therefore, Chaim Kanievsky writes in Sefer Kusim, in Siman Lamed, that the whole din of Midrash Sheker Teirchok is Dafyan Besim. He said that she's the Rambam, she's the Shari Tshuva, that the Issa in the Torah is in Besim. Out of Besim, there's no Issa in the Torah for life. There's no Issa at all. He says maybe Midrash Makuno, or maybe Issa Abolam, but the whole Issa in Midrash Sheker is Dafyan Besim, and outside of Besim, there's no Issa. Similarly, the Chaim Volozhin also writes this in Chutma Meshulash and Chelch Aleph Siman Tazvav. He's saying that Shita Tzirashi and also the Rambam. He says there is no Isra at all to lie out of Bezdin, only in Bezdin Minatayot. Therefore, all these attempts to lie in Ne'er Sholom is very good. The Chachamim made this Isra. They say Ne'er Sholom by the lie. That's what Chaim Kanevsky said. That's Pshat Gemara. Why lie Ne'er Sholom? There's no Isra. The Gundis Ma'al is very good. However, the Chavetz Chaim writes in Hilchos Lashon Hara and Etzei Yud Gimel, he writes, that we speak Lashon Hara and you say it in Sheker, so Chutz Mei Moishe Shemra, you also even an Isser in Midrash Sheker Teirchok, which is not in Besin. And in Be'er Melachayim he writes, Lukumei Almud Isser Deraisa, even those who don't count it, everyone agrees it's Isser Deraisa. So the Bechot Avram is, it's not true, it's not Lukumei Almud, but part of Chutz Chaim learns it is Lukumei Almud, that even out of Besin there is an Isser to lie. So back to the shadow of it, Isser to lie, how can the brothers say your father's Mitzavah to Michael, if it wasn't true, you were not, Yaakov was not Mitzavah to Michael, the brothers? So the orphan there on the Sugyot, and you've always said, Mechem Beis, is this Kasha? Maisa, how can say that Yaakov is Mitzavah them? So he points out three other Chalukim. One is, like Baruch was saying beforehand, the Gemara says Mutal Shanis. You might change your words. It does not say Mutal Shaker, that Imam is Lalai. It only says Lashanis, not Lashaker. Another Chaluk he says, is that why did the brothers send a Shliach? Why did they themselves come to Yosef and say, your father Mitzavah you to be my Chalas? Why did they have to do a Shliach? Boy, the pasuk itself is very strange. It says the same voice of Leimar, Kosemu. It says Leimar, Kosemu is double lost and repetitious. And he said to say, so why say Kosemu a second time? People said, Oh, Khanar, Echlami, Tawai is also. Not a lie. over here, they fooled him. The Dafka fooled him. Why? Because before Yaakov might die, after the brachas, the prophet goes say, Yichal Yaakov will salvage his bonov. That there was a tshuva. Yaakov gave a tshuva to his children. So therefore, the shliach says, that what? That Yaakov wouldn't salvage you. Then the shliach is going on saying that this Kosem Yosef on the son of Pesha, Achecha, that please be my chalas. But the etzem, with the etzem mikadin, you don't have to be Michael Nachmo. So Nachmo again, the mikadin of a person is not allowed to lie. However, in the case when you're fooling a person, again, that Yaakov was mitzavo, Yaakov did make a tshuva before in the end of Perikman test, and now the shlich is coming and saying two statements together. He's saying, first of all, your father's mitzavo, Aleph. This is also, please be merciful then. And therefore they fooled Yosef. Yosef thought that Yaakov was mitzavo them to be merciful, and it really wasn't true. I'll check you, you're now in the Shakal Shalom. However, to fool a person, that's more to Bnei HaShalom. That's what earthly man learns to search out. The Gemara doesn't write them, and the Yivam is Samchem and Beis, because it says the second case, that you're allowed to lie. And that's why I'm a mitzvah. Shnemar, it says, Yom HaShmul, Eilech B'Shem HaShmul V'Argeini. Rashi explains that Shmuel, after he anointed Shaul's Melech, he did a Chet Shaul. Then what happened? Hashem told him to go be Mamlech David. So Shmuel was afraid to be Mamlech David because Shaul heard it and killed him. So if the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what should I do? So Hashem told him, what should you do? The pasuk is, V'yem Hashem, Eglas Baruch Hu, Tiyach V'yotcha, Matul Zvuach. Go take another animal and he'll bring it with you. And Shaul asked you, where are you going? You think you're going to bring a carbon? And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu taught him to be Mishanis. The good Baruch Hu is Givaldik. Maisi was no shekel. Maisi went to go do two things. He went to go be Mamluch David, and he also went to go bring a carbon. And now, Shaul's going to ask him, why are you going? You think I'm going to bring a carbon? He said half a statement. Shekel, you know what I do. However, he said half a statement you're allowed to do. Did the Maisi bring the carbon? To the Maisi, really, the rich Potash Yishonim, also, the Esri really did bring the carbon. So the Amud Echaim will say, let's say you're going to go do something. You're going to go buy two things in the store. You're going to go buy bread and milk. And someone asks you, why are you going? Only saying bread. So you have no right to say only one thing. The Gemara says, when Shmuel was going to go do two things, he was going to be Mamluch David. And he was going to go be a carbon. Only if they are shown me, he's allowed to change his words. However, it's not if they are shown, I'm not changing words. The person asks you something, you say half a story. It's also say half a story, you have to say the whole entire story. Asking? No, it's a matter of Kiddush. People go do things, and I ask you what you're doing, you say only one thing. That's called a shaker. You have to say everything you're doing, or say and other things. It can be understood two ways, but again, here it can be understood two ways. Yeah, so again, the person's going, this is a Kiddush, that's a Mudah Chaim wants to say. It's a little bit different in this case from Shmuel, and the case of, let's say, going to the store, because by Shmuel, his main reason why he was going was for David. Big reason, and so he's saying the Tafel. So my son, if you go to the store, go buy a Shas and Agav, you're going to go buy Mishul Hashem. So then, if someone asks him, why are you going, and say Mishul Hashem, that could be Shekhar, because you're really going for a Shas. But two things are really equal, maybe then, you could pick one over another. Again, you go for one main reason, and someone asking, you say another reason, but before, if you don't say the whole story, move on to Gemara checker. The Gemara goes on saying a third case, the third time you went alive. Today, Bishmol, Tano, Dodo, Shalom, Shabbat, Baruch, Shinabayit, Mikor, Ksiv, Adoni, Zakin, Ubsar, Ksiv, and Nizakanti. Adam and Sarah, after the Gemara Malachim came and said, you can have a child. So what happened? She said, Adoni, Zakin, a Kodesh Baruch went to Adam and Tainu that she said, Anizakanti, that she is old. She changed the word. So how's the earth and the Gemara? The Maestro sounds like Mama Shekhar Gomer. So the Rabban on the Pasuk explains, what does it mean? Really, Sarah said two things. Sarah says, Akav Aloysa Yishma Edna. After a question mark, I'm so old, and we go back being like a regular Isha, V'oida Deni Zokin. She said two different things. She's kind of, I'm old and she's old. And what does Ram do? And what does Hashem do? Hashem only said one thing. Only said one statement. And what? That the Aniza can't do, that she is old. So says Ramban, which is also the Tejah Shalom in the Sugya Yavama says it, and they're pushing me down. That Echanani, Dafka over there, Kodesh Baruch Hu, their Shek is only Mutter, because it wasn't really Shek again. Shek is also even Be'er Shalom, except saying half a story. Ve'er Chor is Mamash half a story, Chetzi Chetzi, and still, it's only Ramash Anas, Be'er Shalom, and not Be'er Shalom, you know what, change it. There's also Rabbi Chaim Chaim in the Chilus and Klal Aleph in the Simin Ches. He also explains the mind of Avom and Sarah. You're only alive when you're changing your words to fooling the other person, but not a shekig omer. That's one mahalach of the Lumbus Sugyot. And so the Machiyesh, the Bomitzi, and the Chav Gimel Beis, and the Spirit of Shabbat and Shesh Aleph, both Paschal, Lach, Lamaita, it's also a gomer to say real shekig, they are shalom. It's also, there's no head to say real shalom, real shekig, they are shalom. You didn't see Kasha. Sorry? So, we'll see how time it's not passing the Lashon Hara. Is that? Cool, it's clear. But again, the Alpha is clearly right, the Alpha is running clearly that it's also to rely, if they are shalom, real shekher. Because it might say it's a Kasha, everyone knows the Kherzuka, that the world are in the coins, the Oyev Shalom, the Oyev Shalom, and they want two people out of Machlaikis, and went over to one of them and said, you should just know that Chavi really feels bad. And his mamash came over to me and told me his advice to show his face to you. And he said it's his fault. And they went over to the second, to the chavah, and said the same thing. There was shekhar gomer. Maisi said, your friend came over to me and said, chatosi, clearly bigly, and I'm advice to show my face to you. Maisi, shekhar gomer from Nehashon. Or Pash Vayetzeh, that when Rachel had Yosef, he was called Yosef, the Pasuk says, why also for the kimas chatosi? Kodesh Baruch Hu, he absorbed my disgrace, my busha, Rashi brings down the Medrash, because any time there's something broke in the house, you had no children, you have to say, she did, she herself, they have a child, husband comes in, who broke this thing? He did, my baby, he broke it. Who had a shekhar gomer also? Who had a kasha l'chanel, any of the place in the hold, you not say shekhar gomer, with me shalom. So that's what the mitzvahs are showing, in the, he writes, the Teretz, that it really depends where you're holding in this inyan of machlokes or this lack of shalom. If you're coming to the Neir Shalom, that there's no machlokes right now, you're afraid there's going to be a problem in the future, then you cannot say Shekhar Gomer. By Avraham and Sarah, there's no machlokes yet, or by Shmuel and Shaul, there's no machlokes yet. If you say something, you end up being a machlokes, then you can't say Shekhar Gomer. Explains, he has rights to it. Mashiach, and once it already is a real right now there is kas, and there is machlokes, a problem with shalom, two people having a machlokes, and if mommy right now can have you can mama say Shekhar Gomer. Find one mahalach. However, there's other mahalach to explain Avraham and Sarah, that mamash, that Sarah said only one thing, that when she said, that when she said, Achav Aloysa, Yisrael Edno, she's saying it, that is Matthias, she went back to being Noshim, and she, back to being away of the Noshim, mamash, a young person. However, she only said one thing, that what, Adonai Zokin, and that's the ritual the Sugya says, there is mamash Shekhar Gomer, the ritual, Tadishon has other mahalach, that that's the Kingdom of Chumash says, the essence of this real Shekhar went on. She said one thing, that what, Adonai Zokin, and Kosh Bochum, it was mamash Mishanit. You can ask, you can ask an Ashkofa, how Kosh Baruch Hu changed, can Kosh Baruch Hu lie, that's an Ashkofa. But Chutz Mizeh, they learned that Kosh Baruch Hu really said Shekhar, and he really lied, and if Lamei Pei Hashem, you can change. You can say whatever you want. Any Shekhar. And so the Kitzes form on Emes, Tidem with the Yaakov, or the Nivs of the Sain, the Shekhar Tichot, the old Paschim, they say, Be'etz Mishvi Choshu, all the Paschim, and you can't say Shekhar Gomer. However, the law of the Chavetz Chaim Paschim, the Rechilis, the Klal Aleph, he tells it like this. If you have any other Eitzah, and not say Shekhar Gomer, out of Eitzah, but Lashon Hara, and Echonami, you say the Eitzah. Ante, any way to get away with it, try to fool a person, maybe like Rabban Sarah, he looks like the Ramban, that there's any way to get away with it, and not say real Shekhar, the only way it looks like Shekhar, fooling a person, you have to say that. But if I'm loud, you can't, then what to learn a Shekhar Gomer from Neir Shalom? There's what to say Shekhar Gomer. There's the Torah, it is, even the Richmond Subis, the Richmond says, the culture of Neir Shalom, even though we should Midrash Shekhar Teichot. Anything that's Indian of Neir Shalom, it's a Midrash Shekhar Teichot. So my point is, if it's Kimmel Kuhn, if it's kind of passing of Shalom, you're not say real Shekhar. There is a Sefer Chassidim in Simon Tov Chavav that says, when a person comes to borrow money from you, and let's say you know he's not going to pay back, you're afraid he's not going to pay back, so the din is, you cannot say I don't have. Why? Because the only inyan of lying with Neir Shalom is only in the past. It means who broke this? You say in the past, who broke it. But to lie in the present or the future and say I don't have money for you, and you do have that shekhar in the present or the future, and that is no head to lie with Neir Shalom. This Sefer Chassidim is brought down the Poskim, Morgan Avraham, and Siruk of Nunvav, Shulchan Aruch Rav over there, the Kaf HaChaim, Ben Ish Chai, Chassam Seif, and Shuvah Chalivah, they're all bringing down the Sefer Chassidim, Malacha, you can only lie about the past and not the present or future. This is Makar, it's not even one of your and the Gemara is Amach Yimel. The Gemara says that Rav, he had a wife that wasn't too nice to him. Whenever he asked for Adoshim, he got kidneys. He asked for kidneys, he got Adoshim. So what happened? So one day, Rav is Bagoshim, he got a Doshim. He's impressed. Oh, I told the Bechir, his son, you know what? I got a Doshim, my wife, she got better. So the Bechir is not true. You is Bagoshim. I went over to Mommy and told Mommy, you is Bikinius. And lo and behold, she gave you what you is for, a Doshim, because I switched the words around. So the Bechir told him what you're doing is wrong. Why? Because teaching you, you're a pad to say Sheker. Says it's like Chassidim was Pshat, because that's lying in the present. Lying in the present is awesome in the opponent. Only in the past you're allowed to have it, the present, the future you're not allowed to. This, oh, again, this header of Meshom of lying, you're only getting for the past.
That's what his father asked for.
That's
what his father wants.
Now. Yeah. Depends how you say it. Depends, Tati is to this, or Tati wants this. Depends how you say it. Could be. But my that's the Makar, the Gemara in Yvonne's. Like the Mishabur, when he brings down this, Mishabur also, some Kupta involved, he brings down the Sevech Hasidim, he just says, Sevech Hasidim, and says, I'm a Tzarachim. What does Tzarachim mean in Mishabur? We spoke about it again last week, when it says, Oish Mitzvah, it says Tzarachim love Mitzvah, the opponent, does it mean, does it hold of it, or he holds of it, does it sound shat? So over here, Maisha, the Shem Alok, the Chaim Kinyansky, when he writes Alok in the Mishnah Berurah, he leaves it out. It seems like he learns the Mishnah Berurah does not hold on the Sefer Hasidim, and best to me, not even lie about the present or the future. Masham and Shuvah also, Chalapay, Sin Beis, clearly Paschus against the Sefer Hasidim, leads Kamarayis. What's the Alok? So, Masha, let's say someone comes knocking on the door and says, your father home, want to collect stuff to the guy wants, or someone calls, is your father home? So your father, he's busy, doesn't want to pick up the phone right now. So you tell the guy, my father's going to come to the phone right now, doesn't want to come to the door. What do you tell the person? He doesn't want to talk to you? Can advise the guy? So it's brought down the 17th MS, the Yaakov, and Perek Hei, that the Yitzchak, Shomazam, and the Yashim both what to do, and both Paskin, that you're not alive. Why? To come to the door, he's not mechuyev to come to the door. To tell the guy, I'm not coming, he doesn't want to talk to you, that's the problem of Shalom. The guy doesn't want to talk to me, what is this, don't want to talk to me? So Shalom, he says, and Echlami, you lie to the person that. He's coming, he's not home, he's not home. They say better, if I have to say, than the lesson of a double meaning, the Neftik is Shikr, what, say he'll be home later, right, because that means he could be home now. You misunderstood it, say he'll be home later. But let's say he can't get away with the words, he'll be home later. Say he's not home right now. So the Nifsal Asayim, he comes and says, and he argues on him, from Zalman, the end of the Asher, he says, the poor is against the Sefer Hasidim. He says, Nifsal Asayim says, you're not allowed to, I was against the Sefer Hasidim. However, the Mishnah, from Zalman, the Asher, before holding like Masham, from Mr. Bureau, then Echnami, this end of the Sefer Hasidim, you now are alive by the present or future, they're all, when the Tzarek, you are allowed alive for the present or for the future.
No,
they argue in the Sefer Hasidim. A lot of it is Machalitha Pesachim, how much truth is about it, we all like it. The Chubb Shalom and Rabbi Asher both holding that the Sefer Hasidim is only the Rabbanon, and he learned the Gemara one way, there's other ways to learn the Gemara in Yavamis, and Echnami, a lot of it won't be like him, and you can even like the Shalom for the present or for the future. So again, it comes out, the essence for Shalom, the best thing is, again, not to lie. If you have to lie, you should lie in a way that looks like a sheker, but it's only fooling the person. And if not that, then you can lie in the sheker, like Chavetz Chaim says, and that's only in the past, it's best only in the past, and again, even in the future. The Indian of lying, that you should, something in Mephtik, a sheker, looks like a lie, so how far does it mean? How far are you allowed to lie that something looks like a lie, but it's not really a lie? The marshal. A person is not allowed to say the Surah. A person is not allowed to say something bad happened. You're not allowed to say someone died. You're not allowed to say a bomb went off, a terrorist went off, it's come off, something, come off, days, the path of Shulchan Aruch near there, similar to days. But a person cannot say the Surah. In the Shulchan Aruch case is, you cannot even tell a child that his parents passed away. And the marshal is only a son, Az Kaddish. So let's say he asked you, what happened? You know, I heard the Ram called announcing something, and last said something bad, or not. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if he's asking you af midva sheker teichot, then you have to say. You can't lie. If the person asks you what it is, you can't make up a story. You'll say the truth. However, Dita Emes Neyakov, he brings down the isk, from Zalman, Shabu Yashiv, and Dain Fisher, and all three said, you'll not say any idea. Let's say you can say, I don't know. Meaning a person asks you, do you hear about the bomb went off, and you say, I have no idea. Even though you really do know, that's not nichol in sheker, that's nichol in the getter of any idea, I don't know, and that's mutter to say. Any idea? With Makar for that, Lechud Makar is Gemara and Tainus, Gemara and Tainus, and Nachot says that the blows of Rabbi Shimon was going on the derech, and he saw a person who was very ugly, Taisa says it's Eliyahu Navi, and he says, Kat Mechur Ish Hazeh, how ugly is this person, and he asked the person, are people in the town as ugly as you? Allah, he said back, any idea, I don't know. So Moshe explains, only you don't know. It means, I don't know if I can tell you, because also say, you can't say even if this is not a behemoth tomato. That's, we said it with I don't know. You think I don't know means I don't know, but it can mean a double lashon. I don't know if I can tell you. The written by Surah Law, when I say I don't know, doesn't mean I don't know the Mitzvah. I don't know if I can tell you. Allah, I don't know if I can tell it to you or not. So again, even though Shekin Aladu, but here's not the case, Shekin Aladu, but any day you are allowed to do, because it's not a real shekel, it looks like a shekel, but it's really not disfooling a person.
This was the last
one, yeah, the case is only in Tzarech. The most case, Mutla Shah, Nei Shalom, those cases only in Tzarech, Nei Shalom. Not Nei Shalom, it's time to fool a person with Isik Nei Stas.
Any
day. Any day is also, yeah, disfooling a person. Only in Tzarech is Mutla. Again, Surah Ra is in Tzarech. Another case of being known is that the Ram in the end of a Tzarech says, you now give a Goyin Eitzel. Let's say if you're an Eitzel, what to do, let's say in the market, or issue directions, if you're giving directions also. Also, giving an Eitzel Teva to a guy. Giving Eitzel Teva to a guy, how do you give him directions? Well, it's giving him advice. Where to go? That's advice. He is, he doesn't know something, and you're giving him what to do. Go do this and this. Eitzel Teva. If Jumov told me it's not tangible, if I'm allowed to, I'm not sure. But no, it depends what the getter is. But my Eitzel Teva is also, the Rambam says also. Could be a nickel the getter was a chonin. Not the Tzav Banef says the getter was a chonin. Mamaschino is also. So my let's say he does ask advice, and let's say I have a vesti on, are you allowed to give him an Eitzel or not? So, I'll check here, you have to tell him the truth. But again, the person is brought down to the Amish Yaakov and pray case him, and hey, tell me, I don't know. Why? Check, you're not being Mashakir. Just say, I don't know. I don't know if I can tell you. Well, another case is wrote down, let's say a person told you a secret, Shlomi told me yesterday, you know, he's getting engaged tomorrow. So, and people ask me, do you know, Shlomi getting engaged? Come on and ask me, I'll say it now, I'll say it. It's a slight secret, I'll say it over. So again, it's wrote down, Shlomi Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv, both asking that by secret, you say any day, or someone asks you, do you know what's happening on with this guy? And he says, no, say I don't know. Why? Because again, it's not a real sheker. However, it's nothing is shikra, and since I have a tzeilus, I have a tzeilus, I can say megalos say, or I can give a goyin etzer, or because I shouldn't say surah, this I'm not saying in your day. The Gemara Metzia says, besides these cases of lying, I've shown, you might have three other cases. One says, Omer v'idom ha-shmol, bani plot, mili avi abon v'mashenu milayu, three things for Chomer change the words, the Masechta, the Poyu, the Shviza. Rashi explains, but the Masechta, if someone asks you what you're learning, you ask any day, what you're learning, do you know what you're learning? You say, I'm not learning this, so I don't know what I'm learning. Why? Because Asanivis. Tais explains, however, he's asking you Al-Khalakha, he wants to know something in Metzias, and Vada Shnantul Vanefa, to hear the Rekhara Bukhudan of Mepicha, you have to say the MS, you have to ask the person, but if it's coming to test you, come test you, say, I don't know. Why Asanivis? The second case is, Rapunio, in the Tzniyas, someone asks you about the Mikvah, about the Tzniyas of Ishus. You tell them, no, I don't know, or you can say whatever you want, I'll Tzniyas. Third case is a Shpizo, it's that you ate at somebody's house. And someone asks you, how is eating in this person's house? So they tell them, it's wonderful, everyone go to his house and eat by him, and he'll take away all his money. And if you allow lie, you should not lose all his money. Three different cases, in the Tzniyas, in the Vanova, and who are not the person to lose all his money. So, first, the inner poor you can in the Tzniyas is another mahalach. I think it's a duo. Masha says, poor you means that the Gemara in Megillah Zayin Bei says, Chayv Inishla B'Suya Adla Yoda, a person has to, as a chiv, to make a chiv on poor to drink until Adla Yoda. That's Masha. That means a person on poor, let's say he's not drinking Adla Yoda, what can he do? He can walk around and make believe he's drinking Adla Yoda, and make, and Echlami, he's not shekel, he's doing it off poor. The case I think is Amparim, walking around making leaves on drunk Amparim himself. So when I heard the Chaim Siegel of Tzal say it over, when I was 12th grade, it was the first year he asked drinking in Chaim Berlin. So then he said over, what does that mean? And you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Ad Lo Yada. Mekayim, that's what Mekayim the Mitzvah. So look at my show, don't say Mekayim the Mitzvah. Don't say that. I think he was saying also Rosh Hashanah. However, there is a portion of Yosef and Zion Raven Megillah, he does say this. He says that the Chayit Nishtam B'Si Ad Lo Yada does not mean Mamash drinking. It means walking around fooling, and the Kazakhama is walking around making believe in the Chayit Nishtam B'Ad Lo Yada. That's Pshat. Luki Yosef, I'm the figure. He said that's Pshat. Chayit Nishtam said this Mashiach. Mashiach was, I don't know if it's Mekayim Nishtam, but the Luki Yosef says that the Kazakhama was to make believe in the Chayit Nishtam. That was the Tekana. Chayit Nishtam B'Si Ad Lo Yada, meaning making believe in Ad Lo Yada, not Mamash Ad Lo Yada. But let's say you learn Kapashis, that you're not Mekayim Nishtam, the mice, where's the head? How can you walk around Ad Lo Yada? Maisa you want. What is the heter? We have a heter of Shalom. We have a heter of Tznius, Anidus. What's the heter? That's why one mahalach brought down to the Emes to Yaakov, I'll push you. The guy's embarrassed. Everyone's drinking, everyone's making a mitzvah, everyone's doing the Yosemei HaGeloi and the mitzvah kiyumis of Adva Yodah, and I'm not. I'll push you. You walk around, make believe you're drunk. Is that true? You're not allowed to say busha. So first, let's say from Alchemim of Voyish. Are you allowed to say Sheker? So that's Gemara in the portion, some Hedron Dachid Aleph, that the Gemara says that Rav Gamliel invited seven people to come to do Ivar Hashana, and what happened? Eight people showed up, so Gamliel got up, they're upset. Who's the extra person? Who did I invite? Who came here? So Shmuel, of course, he stood up and said, it was me. I was invited, I only came here to learn all of this. The Gemara said clearly it wasn't him, he was, and the Gamliel himself says, you are all of us are G'day, all the Ivar Chodesh is because of you, Ivar Hashana is because of you. But that's when he lied. Why? To save someone from Busha. The point would say clearly to save someone from Busha that you're certainly allowed to. What about for yourself? Let's take a voice itself. Are you then, are you allowed to lie or not? And I think that's more again the case of Busha for yourself than the case of Shalom, because it happens very frequently. People issue questions and you have advice to say it over. So it could be you say this in Nichol in of either Tznius, Busha. But the Chodesh before the Gemara, Gemara and Brachos, and Gimel, the Gemara says that there's Machlokes Hillel and Shammai and the Gamliel, what should make a bracha on first, on Shemen or on Besamim? And the Lacha is the Gemara clearly passed like a Gamliel. And what happened? The public did was not like Hillel. They asked him, "Aye, did Shloik Halacha?" She said, "No, Lacha's Gamliel." And Rashi and Taisa says it with the gift of the Gemara. That's not true. He knew the Lacha was not like Hillel. He just lied. Why save himself from Busha? So you see, clearly, first Mara saved himself from Busha is not a lie. So it didn't case to go down Halacha of the Marshal. Ruchan Kineski has it right, then a person, let's say he's about tshuva, or he's a ger, and they ask him, they don't know he's about tshuva, and they ask him, what did you learn when you were younger? And it's a bush to say I'm about tshuva. So he's last day, I learned the Mir Yeshiva. Well, even Mir Yeshiva is even better, because it can be Yiddish, it means my own yeshiva, my own place, because there's not paying, only Neftik is shikra, it's not Mama Sheker. Fine, but even though you're lying, you're allowed to ask bush, you're allowed to save yourself. Well, another case is brought down from Rabbi Yashiv, that someone went on a date, and they didn't go out too good. And the guy comes over and says, how was your date? I lie. So Yashu says, Enecham, you can make it up. Why isn't the Vash? You say, what exactly happened? You can say, make up stories and say, yeah, well, okay, it went pretty good. Well, the best thing is only Netflix and Shekhar. But if not, Enecham, I'm Fusha. Your mama should lie. Lie. That's mama should lie. Your mama should Shekhar Gomer. The Lachos Gil. It's not true. It wasn't the Lachos Gil.
What about
Vash Gil? So, if you're a Vash, if it's a Fusha, you got the Bechacha when he said it already. Like the person can ask.
Well,
Yeah. Aslan calls pushy a lot. Right? The person asks, you know, you walk up by late, when you daven? The second. Look what's better to say, you daven the second of the kaisel, you know, it's kaisel double meaning, double loss, you're not like a shaker, or not real shaker. But people ask you daven or not, and that's then again, you daven, what do you do, you know, what happened, what meaning you daven in. That was once a Bayan Shekhar, which is the guy who was yelling at the guy. But that, because that was it for Baruch Hu. Because it's like, I don't know if you weren't there by Baruch Hu. For laning Baruch Hu, right? Yeah. You called the Bayan. So, again, the best thing is, again, to make a debate ampe in a way that can only fool a person. But if not, it's bush, you're probably not lying. And that's, I think, is more to get more case of bush, was people asking personal questions than the case of Shalom. What about it?
Bush means also to have yourself a little more.
No, that's not Busha. That's not okay. You're supposed to run away from COVID.
But if you're gonna get advice, if you say the truth, so you get COVID and
love. So then you are. As long as you're taking the Busha, so it's not your last day. You don't want Busha. Again, the best thing is to say this is possible and not to start making up a whole story. Once again, yesterday in my life, heck, got a whole story where I went, what I did, and I went to a davening of Yashiv, and we davened together, and yes, Yishai Lalafa. No, you can't do that anymore. You know, there's a limit. The Chaim Kinevsky writes clearly in the Kusim Simulam, you have to might as much as possible. The least amount you say, that's why first, that's the Keshik, if not that, then the Shekhar Gomer, but the least amount. Not start being extravagant to make up stories. There's, what about the Chesed? And I don't like the Chesed. So you could say that's a Gemara's case of a Shpizah, that you don't want to tell a person where he's eating by. Why? Because everyone's losing money, and the guy's losing money. Through the chesed, you don't want the guy to lose money. Tashin Lur is a case of really Nichol, the Indian of Shalom. So it's also brought down in Tidem of Yaakov, in Parak Vosim and Ayin Dalad, that Shom Zalman, they asked him, that can you tell a person, you're in a car, and let's say you receive a Shiva, and you tell me, no, it's on my way, I'll take you to Yeshiva. It's not true. That's not true. You're going 1 mile opposite directions. Is that a Yilat life? And that is that. Is Mamash on the way? You might say Shaykh Gomer. So if someone's Amen, Chesed Yilat to. And Echlamik, Mamash say, it's on the way, it's on my death. And for Chesed Yilat to say Shaykh Gomer. But also, Mamash, he says, from the Amen again says, let's say, you're a Vatayor. Guy comes over, you hear this Vatayor. Lamashu, everyone knows in Vayigash Vayichi that Ben Ephraim, that the Neoman was a werewolf, right? He turned into a wolf, that his legs came out of his shoulders, and sometimes he's a wolf, sometimes he's a human being. Ben Ephraim, a tasteless racist. So a guy comes over and tells you, did you hear this Ben Ephraim, that the Neoman turned into a wolf? And you hear it 1,000 times. And I say, no, I didn't hear it. So from Azam, you laugh it. Why? Because a guy gets a geschmack saying, oh, such a wonderful Ben Ephraim. And therefore, in Echlam, you have a right to say, I didn't hear it, and he'll say, oh, it's motive.
Why? Why is it
chesed
if you don't make
chesed
with money? But if it's chesed, you don't make money with
money.
You're
the chesed.
It's chesed.
No, but no. He's not losing it. He's doing it. When you tell people to go eat in your house, so he's doing it willingly. It's not stealing from him.
Right.
But still, it's not good for him to lose all his money. Now, even to go to the Amish is lose all his money, you know. Everyone goes to the open house. There's got to be a limit someplace. So fine, so I'm glad I asked the Yaakov Juma just now at Lavaya about the werewolf thing. The Penelope werewolf, so he says he doesn't believe it, it's not true, it's Havoy and Sheker and Chulub. But Mike Oenbo said over.
Yeah,
he knew. So again, so we push for. That's it. Yeah. That's the case. So in the case of driving someone in the car, that's the case of... That is the command by Kano Kasido. Yeah, that's Mamish Gemara that the Hill says, no problem to check it there, because why? Because, again, let's come to what I would say, because it's understood two ways. It looks beautiful, meaning the inside, the outside, whatever, there are two ways to understand it. And as the parents, how can they say Shmuel, they all say that.
But it's
no. Yeah, again, not to a vice person, not to a tsara person, not to a chesed, a chlami.
Not to
a kalo? No, there the chiddush is that you're allowed to start first, say it, and there the person will say, not to a bezam, say, only I'm saying it two ways. Even though the Chavetz Chaim was not, the Chavetz Chaim brings down the they'll say anything by kalo, no chasidah. The Mitzvah says, by kalo, no chasidah, you can say, mamish, she looks beautiful, and you say, you know, her body, the girl, whatever. The Mamash Chaim says, real checker. That's Ritva against the Mitzvah, which is the Chavetz Chaim passed like the Ritva.
The person asking you, let's say, he's a father, and he's asking you, did my son do this? Because,
saying,
the
Talis, yes, he has to say the truth. The only head of lying is a tzarech. If a tzarech can say the truth, he has to say the truth. Mamash, again, all these things are tzarech. Chesed is tzarech. It's not because, and the father is asking, usually it's a tzarech, then you have to be mocked to say, emes, milo, milo.
He did
a very bad
on the bottom
time today, only 18. There's no tzarech in that. There's no tzarech. No tzarech. No. There's got to stay chemed, he takes his kingdom of chesed. No, I understand what the stay chemed means, still not in the heart. The chemed writes in the mech ha-shin. By Shaker, he writes, but in the busha, the head of busha, he said it depends what the level of the busha is. I think what he meant by levels, he said a little busha, no, a lot of busha, depends how much of a busha. But look what this really means now. Depends, is it tzarech in the busha, not tzarech in the busha? And what it means, that's what clearly means, I ain't sure. I again. When I read it, I understand, but maybe that's what it means. Different levels. Still go back to the original kasha. The original kasha is, how can you lie? Tell us the Midrash Shaker Tefach. So go to the Kodim Chaim, can you ask me to start off with, and it holds the whole Indian Midrash Shaker Tefach, is Dak and Bez, and then after Bez, and only need a Makuno, is this the Rabbanon. So fine, himself, right? Clearly, that's all the time for all these cases. Because it's the Rabbanon anyway, and the Chavim says these are time for Shalom, for Tnius, and even for all these cases. However, the Chavim Chaim writes that Makuli Amr is Midrash Shaker Tefach after the Bez, and also, well, Michael, what's the head of Tell us Midrash Shaker Tefach. So, the two Svarim, the Mechim Eliyahu writes, and also Das Kochmo, Kuno, Das Kochmo, Mutzah, the Baltic is Kasha. And I start saying, Emes, you think Emes means really the truth, and Sheker means Sheker. They explain, Lashem Mechim Eliyahu is, Minzah she Emes hu Mashem meidi l'toyv l'yotz me'boyoi. Emes is what the Yotz Hashem, and what Sheker hu Mashem noitz me'atzlocha l'oizkev shosar Sheker v'sit achro. The emes does not mean truth, emes means the right thing to do, and sheker means the wrong thing to do. That's the definition of emes for sheker, and the both mark defining it and proving it. The emes and sheker do not mean the again, what you think is true, what is right? I'll give you a marshal, a sailor from Yaakov Kamensky, that during the Holocaust, there's a priest hiding Jews in the church. They came and they knocked on the door, and they asked the priest, you know, are you hiding any Jews? And he said, I never said a lie in my life. Here they are. So Yaakov Kamensky, that's the biggest lie he could have said. That's the Kenegi of the Rosh Hashem. That's a lie. He said, here they are. That's a lie. That's the wrong thing to do. That's Pasuk Sheker. The definition of Emet is the Rosh Hashem. The definition of Sheker is the Kenegi, the Nachi Rosh Hashem, was going against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, all these cases, the reason why you're not a lie, because Hashem wants a person to have a voyage, wants a person to do chesed, wants a person to put shalom, and economy. These are things that you can do. So again, of course, you should try to remind it as much as possible and get away with it as least as possible. However, whenever there's a Sheker, you're not a lie. Either because it's Kamkinevsky, because mamash is only Rabbanon, or because it's the napshat that I'm allowed to say a sheker, it's not sheker, it's emes. When I heard the Rabbanon would say, people think Lashon Hara is mutual to Elis. Not sure, with Te'elis, it's not Lashon Hara, it's Lashon Toiv. Te'elis makes it Lashon Toiv. Who did it? When there's a Te'elis over here, it's not I'm allowed to say sheker. This is emes. I'm saying emes. That's the heter. Again, this is a Sukkum mentioning numerous things.
If the police actually do speak,
yeah. So he said, yeah, because guy knows I said this level, it'll bring it down a notch lower. If I said the truth, it'll bring it down a notch lower. So the MS is always the notch higher, because that's already how it came out in Shulchan. Again, so everyone knows I'm saying it, so I'm saying much more better than what he is. So again, that's Bechor, not MS. That is MS. MS is, people understand you, for good one, or exaggeration, I saw a billion people. That means a million, you know? Those things you want to say, that's more in the dorm, that good one is not Sheker. No one's going to hear it, so the Maral and Ksubas and Chesan Bey says that no one hears it, no one says Sheker, only person hears it. You write that by Sheker, if no one hears it, speaking to the whole world. Yeah. Or you bring that down by Lashon Hara, if no one hears it, lots of Lashon Hara, no one's listening. Yeah. I get the Kasha, because Belka hears it. I don't know.
Say
you
writing,
you know who's going to read it for yourself, fine, no Sheker. Why are you doing it for? No, it's getting something done. That's still Sheker.
Why? You have to tell someone, right?
No, the first is Gnevis Das, certainly. No, sir, this is Gnevis Das.
Who do you know
that? The first...
You have that?
No, but the concept behind... First, you're stealing. The guy doesn't want... These are the rules, right? This is what you can do, and if you do these things, this is what you get. And you didn't do these things. You are lying.
Let's say you're not going against the rules. The computer wants to know your age.
Why?
Stop. Whatever thing is serving.
Don't answer it, ignore it. Why get involved in a midrash like a tzirch will be marked by midrash
like a tzirch?
Oh, you have a
tzirch,
say real age.
What?
You have a real age, say real age. They won't accept you, that means they don't want you to do it.
No,
say the real age. Again, the only time you're allowed to do these things is with a real tzirch, chesed, the mitzvah chesed. Stop, because you want to go by the computer. Only tzirch. Even that, again, you have to mind as much as possible, mentally kishikra, and say at least as possible, then you can say shekin gomer. And that's not because you decide, I have a need, I feel this way. It is worked down, a person is very mitzara, and he really has psychosis, you're finding a lot of lies. But it's not a mitzara person.
When somebody
says, ask you
your age, and you say, you're 25, and you say, you're 18, you're really in your 19th year.
So you know what that means.
So you got to say 19.
What are you saying it for?
Whatever
again, to lie for no reason, there's no point. You're not allowed to lie for no reason.
But why is that lying?
Nafsi Gishrikwa. The Gemara said Nafsi Gishrikwa. Oh, Nafsi was a whole Gemara said Mutter Shalom Nei Shalom. Only Nafsi Gishrikwa. If people talk from only Nei Shalom. That means if Av Nei Shalom is offer. That's close. Av Nei Shalom is offer. If you see from a small brother that Av Nei Shalom is offer. You Nafsi Gishrikwa. So forget, Yaakov said Anoichi Yaisa B'chorech. But Rashi says Anoichi, yeah, forget, even though it's Ellis. The point of being right, forget. Why did Rashi come on and say Anoichi Nafsi Gishrikwa? Why didn't he say Mamash Shekhi? He had a good reason. Yeah, Mamash Shekhi. Why did Mamash Shekhi say? Because if you can get away with it, at least as possible, you're Enoch Mami. If you can get away with Nafsi Gishrikwa, you have to. You know, Yaakov is the same bias law behind it. Same bias law, the Pharisee not go to Esau. Still, if you can say the least amount of possible, you have to say the least amount. Chaim Kinyaski brings them. So again, so we have all these Yonim, that person might lie. For the Indian, again, this we see by Shalom, Chesed, Tirchel, the wise person himself, others, Sneas and Nevis, and again, the reason why, again, the amount of lying is the least as possible, and the Het is either because it's only the Abonim, Chaim Kinyaski, or because it's not Shek, it's Mamash Emes, it's Rosh Hashem. Again, the Pasuk says, Midrash Shek, Tirchel, get the Machik as much as possible. Because they point out, it's only law that says you can be Machik, not it's also, you have to be Machik. That means the Moshe, the brought down the Chavetz Chaim writes his last comment, can't even lie is a joke. First you answer a question, you make up a story, it's a joke. You're not allowed to, it's an author, the Mishnah Lashon, also passing away, pack it off, not lie is a joke. Let's say even if you're going to, you tell him a joke, and after you say, I was joking, I'm allowed to do that or not. So, Daniel Fisher has a tshuva, and then Mishnah Lashon says, no, it's author. Even person they debrief, you answer what time, it's 10, oh, I'm joking, right away, it's author. There's no hetter, even person they debrief say, I was joking. You have to mamashay the MS. Why? Because midrash shekatech, the person be machin with from it. That's a choice of a kodesh baruch hu. We talk to kind of the mitzvah of MS.